Alright guys, welcome back to another episode of the Anime Podcast. And today is a very great day because we got Black Clover. That's right, Black Clover chapter 230 is out and I'm going to be reviewing it. Now first, let me just make it one thing clear. This chapter is just a straight up fighting chapter. There's not much in terms of hidden theories or so to break down in this chapter. It's just a straight exhibition chapter, you know, a chapter where Asta is showcasing just how powerful he has gotten. And surprisingly, thank God I made a video yesterday talking about Asta becoming as strong as a captain, right? As the captain of a Magic Knight squad. And I was right. I was very much correct. And I am happy that I made that theory and that thing. I'm at a loss for words, man. I'm just so excited. Anyway, as I said, this chapter is not much in terms of breaking down anything. It's just a chapter where Asta is exhibiting and showcasing how powerful he has gotten. And let me just say, people, he has gotten really, really powerful. Extremely powerful. Really powerful. I cannot stretch this enough. Asta, keep in mind, Asta was always without mana. And so he was always a close-range combatant, right? He has to use his swords, he has to go up close and fight, which resulted in him having to use a lot of stamina, right? Which is why he's always exercising and doing all these strenuous activities in order to build up his body, energy reserve and strength, and that's why he's muscular and buffed. Right now they are calling him Buffasta, right? Because Asta is just so buffed. But what happened, what I saw in this chapter and last chapter is just amazing, because it's now showing just how much of a threat Asta is, right? One of the disadvantages of Asta really had is the fact that he was a close-range combatant, which means that if he was fighting against someone who was a long-range combatant, he would be at a really strong disadvantage, especially if that person could launch speedy attacks, and we've seen it, you know, because he has to block with his swords and fight, and he has to move fast. And if that person could launch like very fast long range attacks, Rasta is practically gonna lose a fight like that, right? We saw it with Langris and stuff like that. Anyway, Asta is now able to use long range attacks, people. Oh my god, he's now able to launch long range attacks. Asta has gotten so good at controlling his anti magic that he's now able to use. So you remember how Lit could use like absorb mana into the demon dweller and then you launches it out as magic attacks, right? So Asta is now able to launch anti magic. You call them dark slashes or something like that. So it's almost like mimicking Yami's attack. Right, and I have a feeling that Yami has some connections with the devil. And I'm going to try to develop this theory some more. Keep in mind, Yami was the only person who could. His dark magic was also the only one that could hurt the demon, the devil. Right, he was one of the only person who could do that. And it is said that he's from the land of the rising sun. Right, so he's not from any of the known kingdoms that he's currently seeing right now. Who knows if that's where the demons are from, the devils are from. Anyway, that's besides the point. The point is that Asta is not able to launch language attacks. He's also not able to travel on his sword, you know, before he had always had to hook a ride with someone else, you know, because he has no mana, so he's not able to summon a broom and fly on a broom and stuff like that. But now my boy is powerful, man. My boy is powerful and strong. He doesn't need anyone help, and he is proficient in long range attacks now. He's launching attacks. And to get into the point of him being as strong as a captain, so he's basically went in on this fortress. Keep in mind that this fortress that he's traveling, that he infiltrated, that is going to save the people in that fortress, right? It's a fortress of warriors. Literally, there's an entire army of speed. There's literally a speed army on there, you know, because they're invading the other kingdoms, right? They're invading the Diamond Kingdom, practically took over the entire Diamond Kingdom. They're invading the Clover and the Heart Kingdom. So this fortress belongs to the Spade Kingdom, where they host their soldiers, right? As a matter of fact, one of the persons on board says that you alone cannot save us, you know. This is a fortress full of Spade Kingdom soldiers. And Asta was like, nah, it's okay, baby, I'm here. You know, I might be short, but I'm capable, you know. I might look like a little man, but I'm very, very capable. That's right. My nigga started slashing niggas and destroying shit. It was beautiful, guys. Hurry up and go read that chapter, man. It was fucking beautiful. Great! Right? And he literally took down these guys in no time. And then the captain for that ship, right? The captain for that fortress, the leader, he came on the scene and, oh my God, people were getting... People were really... So he attacked Asta, right, with some poison spell shit, right? And it was like, oh, can you defend our block, so our attack that you can't see? And then Asta went into his devil form, right, in order to basically get rid of the poison that is affecting his body, and is preparing to launch a disgusting piece of an attack. So he's basically gonna win this fight, right? And on the last panel, we see a shadow of the demon. Like it's kind of short clearing that he's now fully using a lot of the devil's power, right? The devil that's dwelling in Asta is now using a lot of that devil's power. And there's a theory, and I think that, again, I'm working on another theory talking about the devil that's in Asta, because keep in mind that this devil is very much aware of what's taking place. If you remember the fight with the devil that we're facing in Clover Kingdom, when he was dying, you know, Asta's devil basically came out and was like, come on, man, you're basically calling him worthless and that he's gonna die and he should just go, right? So Asta's devil is very much aware and stuff. So I'm waiting to see the reveal about who Asta Demon is, what his purpose and all of that. That's gonna be exciting. But yeah, as I said, this wasn't a really chapter to break down much in terms of theories or anything. It's just a showcase, and just here to let you guys know that Asta is powerful, man. He's just as powerful as a captain, because this guy, he took down an entire fortress of spade warriors, right? These guys are no pushovers. This is how strong Asta has gotten, and I made it clear that Asta has gotten just as strong as a Magic Knight captain, or even as strong as a director level mate in the Art Kingdom, you know, level 1 and 0. Right, he took down the Spade Kingdom fortress, and the last guy that he was the captain or the leader of that fortress. Now keep in mind, these are the type of guys that are already destroying the Diamond Kingdom and are set to come in and invade, right? And if Asta can take the one fortress by himself, including the captain in charge, that's just all powerful. That's a testament to how powerful he has gotten in this last 6 months. So that's it for this podcast episode. It's short, it's spicy. Just to let you guys know, keep your mind, eyes open. Go read that chapter if you haven't read it as yet. Spoiler alert. I know what I'm saying this at the end of the video, but you should already know that this is going to be a spoiler-filled episode once you read the title. Okay? All right, guys. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.